tripping on skies, sipping waterfalls. My youth is yours, a truth so loud you can't ignore my youth. My close our eyes, speeding through red lights into paradise. Cause we've no time for getting old. What a body, timeless souls. Cross your fingers, here we go. And when the lights start flashing like a photo booth, and the stars explode, we'll be fireproof. My youth is yours, tripping on skies, sipping waterfalls. My youth is yours, run away now and forever. My youth is yours, a truth so loud you can't ignore my youth. My youth, my youth, my youth is yours.
Hello!
And welcome to Hymn Hunters International. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Mm-hmm. And this is your favorite HGTV-inspired, right, non-religiously affiliated daytime music and talk show. I'm Ben.
I'm Lauren.
And welcome all listeners, new and old.
New and old. So the first song we played was Youth by Troye Sivan. Okay. I'm sorry if it was cutting out. Some of our listeners have reported that perhaps it might have been cutting out.
Some of our four listeners. Yeah. Because we asked them. But as you know, Troye Sivan is a staple of HHI.
It's so true.
Have we gone a show without playing him?
We didn't play any Troye Sivan last show. Sometimes we played him twice, though.
I feel like it's either Troy or Carly.
So true.
It's like Lauren's a gay man. Okay, so.
So, Ben, you want to introduce our theme for this week?
Yeah. Okay. So, for those of you who don't know, this weekend I was in Boulder, Colorado. Mm-hmm. We might have to play Closer by the Chainsmokers just for that one lyric. And I was there for my cousin's bar mitzvah, okay, where he became a man.
Right.
Yeah, yikes.
Yikes.
His youth ended. That's how it works, right? So, just youth, adulthood, childhood has been on my mind recently.
Bar mitzvahs.
Originally, this was going to be bar mitzvah themed. But Lauren has never been. Is that what you said?
No, I don't think I've ever been. I've never been to a bar mitzvah.
That is so wild to me because, my middle school experience was, going to bar mitzvahs. So, we're going to talk bar mitzvahs. We're going to talk mourning our youth.
Yeah.
Because, I'm 20. Yikes.
We're old.
We're going to talk. What else?
I don't know. I have some exciting bar mitzvah themed music to play.
Oh, yeah, we do. We're going to play some games about our youth.
Maybe, oh, for sure.
Reminisce on our favorite Disney Channel shows. Mm-hmm. So, we got a lot planned for today. This first song, I don't know, I guess it's our second song. So our second song is a bar mitzvah themed song. Should I try it, Lauren? Because
why don't you try it? I'm not sure. Or let me switch aux chords.
While we're doing this, I got it.
Okay.
While we're doing this, Lauren, why don't you tell me a part of your youth that you miss?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, you know what? TBH, I do miss, there are times when I miss living at home with, the thing about the parents, if you have parents, is that trying to be inclusive here, your parents have to care about you. They just have to, right? And when you leave home, there's no one who has to care about you. You know what I mean?
Your parents ideally would still care about
you. No, but I mean no one that's regularly appearing in your life, right?
Okay.
So for me, you come home, you kind of have a crappy day and your mom's like, "How was your day?" And you're like, "Shut up, mom, it was fine."
Yeah.
But really it's she cares about how your day was.
Uh-huh.
When you go to college, there's not necessarily those people in your life. If you're you know, if you can find those like circles of friends that can be that for you, like that's really awesome. But there's no one who like is like kind of obligated to care about you. And I kind of miss that.
Okay.
Do you understand?
I feel that. Yeah. Yeah. Something I miss is thinking that utilities were free.
Oh my God.
I mean, I found that out before college.
Right.
But that's because we still don't have the heat on in my house.
Yeah.
And last night I slept in like sweatshirts, one sweatshirt, a t-shirt, sweatpants, like heavy winter socks, and I woke up cold.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyways, that's a part of youth I
miss. There you go.
Okay, so here is a song that we're not going to tell you what.
No.
No.
You're going to, okay. It's iconic. You'll know.
Is there feedback again? I think there's feedback.
Is there feedback
maybe
again?
Maybe I'm just hearing that. Whatever. Here's a song.
Here's a song. Enjoy.
My key to the city of Gary, Indiana. Look at this. My gold record from that novelty party song.
Aw, man, Trey, look up at the sky. It's a full moon on the Sabbath.
This is scary.
Break it down.
I was working late on my Haftorah when I heard a knock on my bedroom door. I opened it up, and to my surprise, there was a werewolf standing there with glowing gold eyes. He says, tomorrow, my son, you will be a man. But tonight's the time to join the Wolfen Clan. Tomorrow you will stand at the beamer and pray. But tonight, let's gaze at the moon and bathe. Werewolf for mitzvah, spooky, scary. Wolves becoming men, men becoming wolves. Werewolf for mitzvah, spooky, scary. Boys becoming men, men becoming wolves.
All right, that was great, Trey. Okay, it's over. That's a wrap.
Oh. The next day, what happened? The Toma didn't teach.
Oh,
I got up in front of everyone to give my little speech. Then my teeth turned into fangs and my nails into claws. And I nearly dropped the Torah when my hands turned into paws. I growled and I roared and my rabbi did as well. It was a rocking werewolf zoo at Temple Beth Emmanuel.
Hey man, where'd you learn all these Jewish words?
My manager, Harvey Lemmings. Werewolf bar mitzvah, spooky, scary. Boys becoming men, men becoming wolves.
I just don't think this, the idea of the song can sustain itself for that long. It seems a little sweaty now, so.
This whole premise is sweaty. We had a reception at the Larchmont Country Club. They served a real nice brisket and an 8-foot party sub. I danced with my cousins. I got money from my folks. We had a lot of fun making circumcision jokes. Then I remembered the premise of my song. I was at a nice reception, but the werewolf part was gone. So we pulled ourselves together, and we're wolfmen again. Just in time for monster fight to begin.
No.
All the country club employees were brain-sucking packed. We had all turned into zombies and were on the attack.
No.
So we fought them and some Draculas and Frankensteins too. Cause you gotta love bar mitzvah even if you're not a
there's no such thing.
It was bar mitzvah, spooky, scary.
No plural.
Boys becoming men, men becoming wolves.
Iconic.
So, for those of you who... So, okay. I like this song for two reasons.
Okay.
One, I think it's fun and it's funny and I like 30... I used to love 30 Rock. Like, high school, I was obsessed.
Right.
Okay. Also, I think it's funny because I like to think...
Right.
It's some grand form of satire because, like, I think the idea of, like, boys becoming men in one day is, like, almost or, like, even more ridiculous than a boy becoming
Ooh.
A wolf, a man becoming a wolf.
Ooh, okay.
So I like to think this is, like, some real quality satire.
Satire.
Like, some social commentary, like, critical Jewish critique. I'm so sorry that I just said that.
I like that. No, that's, I mean, I feel like 30 Rock is kind of known for those like those bits of satire that almost make you be like, are they really saying that?
30 Rock is also like low-key super intellectual.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
I watched it all freshman year of high school and I watched it all again senior year when, you know, 4 years wiser, not as less young,
less
on theme,
young.
Older, some
right.
might say.
Right.
And I like got different jokes,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, totally.
So I like to think this is some biting social commentary.
Okay, I totally
but also,
buy it.
It's just funny. And it reminds me of Halloween, which is coming up.
Which is coming
and
up.
And everyone, just so you know, next week, Lauren and I will be bringing back our most iconic theme ever.
So true.
Spooky.
Spooky.
It's day after
iconic.
Halloween, right?
It's a day
because
after Halloween,
even though Halloween will be over, life is still spooky. So spooky round two will be coming at you.
This is probably our most popular show to date.
Yeah, we still people still talk about it.
Still,
meaning me
legend.
And Lauren do. So also, we have should we play a song request?
Yeah, let's play a song
so
request.
So we have a
Love
listener.
It.
Who requested a good, what he calls a good song, and then what he calls a bad song. Lauren,
okay.
Do you want the good song or the bad song?
I think I want the bad song.
Me too.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I don't know what either of these are,
it's called,
by the way,
Oh, wait. Aren't we, like, not supposed to tell people what it is before we play, right?
I mean, technically.
So I've actually never heard this song.
Okay.
But it's by an artist who really reminds me of my youth.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I'm buying this.
Here it is.
Come on.
That was iconic.
You just said that about the other song too.
I feel like everything's iconic.
Lauren is just in an iconic mood today. So that was Backflip by Raven Simone.
It wasn't
iconic because we had never heard it before.
But like once you hear Raven Simone, you're like, once you hear her name.
What was that song that I remember I bought on iTunes on my dad's account when I was like, I was very young and he was probably like, that was when he knew his son was a homo. Raven Simone. What's that song called? I bet you it's on my iTunes still. Anyways, that was a good song. I enjoyed it. If you haven't seen the music video, I'd give it another watch. A fun part of that music video was when Raven was texting from a very, very old phone. It really brought me back to my youth.
There was some high tech stuff happening on that phone though. It was a little confusing.
Have you ever seen the meme of Kelly Rowland in her music video with Nelly where she's texting from an Excel spreadsheet?
Yes, I have.
I love that
so
much.
Funny.
I'm like,
she has one of those phones that like flip up to the side and there's like the Excel spreadsheet open.
Lauren.
What?
Yeah, okay, that is what she has. Lauren, do you know what I bought on iTunes in 2006?
Okay, wait, is this when you were closeted?
Yeah, I was 10.
You didn't, okay.
I didn't know. this when you were closeted. This is what I bought on iTunes in 2006.
Okay. What was it?
Okay. Some call it magic, parentheses, BFF remix by Raven Simone. From That's So Raven to iTunes exclusive.
This is when you were 10.
Can we play it?
Yeah.
I think that's what our next song.
So this is when Ben's parents knew that he was gay.
Oh, God.
You ready?
Okay.
I am living for this.
I don't even remember this song. It's like some call it. Oh, yeah. I remember
I'm
it
too really
well.
I'm also really pumped for this remix, though.
The BFF remix?
BFF remix?
That's beautiful. Okay, tell me when you're
okay,
ready.
Okay, ready.
And my friends with me, they're the only ones who know my secret. Only they do. Trying to find a way when you're not the same, but you know you're special and believe it. It's the future I see. But I understand it's part of who I am. I don't have to give an explanation.
Oh my God. Ben, I'm imagining.
In the words of Lauren, that was iconic.
I am imagining 10-year-old you sitting on the floor in your closet.
In my closet?
Listening to this song.
I had a bedroom.
No, like.
I know what you're referencing.
To our friends with Ben on Facebook, he recently posted a photo series of himself from high school where he's tragically trapped in his closet. With no intended irony.
Lauren, why are you doing
it's
this
iconic.
To me?
So,
yeah, that was iconic.
I'm picturing Ben, like, as a 10-year-old in his closet, not understanding the irony and listening to Raven Simone, like, on repeat.
When I was 10, I was probably listening to this in the basement of my house on repeat.
Okay, Ben.
Ugh.
That was great.
That
okay.
was such a good song. I'm so happy I bought that 10 years ago. Also, it's wild to think that was 10 years ago. Youth is over.
Youth is over.
So, a standout lyric from the BFF remix was when Raven stops singing and she's like, some call it magic, but I don't know. It's just the gift that I have.
Right.
So, my question to Lauren is, some call it magic, but I don't know. It's just the gift that you have. What's
so,
the gift?
Let me fill in the blank for you.
Some call it magic.
Some call it magic.
But my ability to blank is just the gift that I have.
But my ability to, oh gosh. Okay, hold on. I need to think about this for a second. Okay, some call it magic, but my ability.
I have one.
I don't have one. Oh my gosh. I need to think. Okay, you go. You go. This is a lot of pressure. You go first.
Okay. Some call it magic, but my ability to roast cauliflower is just a gift that I have.
Okay.
I make really, really good cauliflower.
I bet you do.
And nobody talks about it.
Nobody talks about
also, it. Also, Brussels sprouts. I roast really good Brussels sprouts. Nobody talks about it.
Oh my gosh.
What's
some
your
call
gift?
It magic, but acting like I don't like people is just a gift I have.
Honestly, I guess I have that one too.
I don't know. I'll think about
we'll
it.
Think
I'm
about
gonna,
it.
I'm gonna sit on this for a little bit. This is a big question,
that
Raven.
Is a big question.
Raven's asking the big questions here.
Oh, Raven.
Okay, I have a song.
Okay, let's hear it.
It was actually a listener request. And speaking of,
is it Monica?
It is Monica.
Hey, Monica.
Monica.
How's abroad treating you?
This is a request from our international
listener. I'm impressed by your, literally, Hymn Hunters International. This is an international hymn.
Our first one.
I'm impressed that you always have access to Wi-Fi while abroad.
Yeah, Monica, what's your secret? I'd like to know.
I feel like it's really hard to find. Maybe she's like in her dorm right now or her homestay.
Yeah.
Where is she?
Homestay. Can I reveal her location?
Yeah, you're not going to give me her address.
She's in Madrid.
Oh, fun.
Madrid right now, yeah.
What program?
Monica, tell us your social security number. No, so this is a song that Monica requested, but I actually really relate to a lot. This is, okay, first of all, again, you need to watch the music video for this song because this is one of those, one of the first, like, music videos I saw. Okay, a while ago we talked about, like, sexual awakening, and this artist.
What did we talk? Was that over the summer?
Yeah, I think
oh,
so.
Oh, yeah.
This artist and this music video were both definitely part of my sexual awakening. So with that, I'm just going to play the song. I think you'll know once it starts, like, what I mean. Hopefully my aux doesn't cut out again, but if it does, feel
wanna
free
to
call
to
in
real quick.
Yeah, let's switch to aux one. Aux one seemed to be working pretty well. Okay, we're ready, here we go.
I don't want just anyone to hold. I don't want my love to go to waste. I want you and your beautiful soul. I know that you are something special. To you I'd be always faithful. I want you and your beautiful soul. You're the one I
I love that song. Also, okay, apologies to whoever called. Ben and I just missed the call. We were getting so involved in Beautiful Soul.
It's because I failed my radio training.
If you have something important to say, please call us back, even if you don't have something important to say.
We do get very stressed when we get a call.
We get pretty stressed. There's a lot happening.
So we need to talk about a couple things in that music video. Yes. First, Jesse McCartney's straight twink aesthetic. He looks like a normie sad boy who you'd see at Apple Jam shows. And
heavily highlighted
his
hair.
And like his denim jacket and like, yikes.
Grungy jeans. It's great.
Yeah.
Great.
Honestly, I feel like the coat I'm wearing today, which was my dad's from the 80s, is like kind of normie sad boy Jesse McCartney.
A little
2002.
Bit. Do you want to describe the coat that you're wearing?
Straight boy. Straight twink. excuse me. What I misspoke.
Misspoke.
It's like just like a beige coat. With
a
like,
beige coat.
It's like
kind a woodsy,
suede. My voice just cracked. That was a good song for the youth.
That was a good one. I loved that song.
I like
Thanks,
that song.
Monica, for recommending
Thanks, Monica.
That.
I hope you're really immersing yourself on your abroad trip.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't know. Okay. What song should we play?
Awesome.
what's a song from my youth?
Okay, I have a question for you, Ben, before we go into the next song.
I'm so ready.
Okay, a quote that I really like is... Be the person that you needed when you were younger. So when you were 10 and listening to Raisin Simone in your closet.
Wait, whoa, Lauren.
Who did you need when you were younger?
I hate this question so much. That's like one of those like inspirational posters that you'd see like hung up on like someone's dorm room wall.
Quote.
Who did I need when I was younger?
Yeah, what kind of person did you need? Like who, okay. Name
I refuse to engage in this question.
Here we go. Name an early 2000s like pop icon that you needed when you were younger. Let's go with that.
I don't get it. Like, so someone I should have been listening to?
Someone who, like, now that you listen to them, you're like, oh, if I listened to this when I was 12, or, like, when I listened to this when I was 12, I, like, realized things that I didn't know.
You know what I needed?
Who?
Macklemore Single. Wait, can I tell you why I thought about that?
You, like... girls since before pre-K.
Yeah, duh. Because I just opened up YouTube.
Okay.
And what got recommended was Macklemore Dash Drug Dealer featuring Ariana Grande and his new song.
Oh my God.
I think there's only one thing we need to do right now.
Oh my God.
And I'm so sorry to everyone.
I think we have to play it.
I can't believe that this is going to be the second show in a row that we're playing Macklemore.
Oh, God. Awesome.
WMFO is going to take away our show.
That song is... Oh, my gosh. Okay, I want to hear this. We need
Macklemore.
To hear this. It's decided.
Okay, this is fascinating. Can we just talk about this for a quick second? It's on Ryan Lewis's... YouTube, but it's not featuring Ryan Lewis. Like, can we talk about that scandal? Oh, no, we don't. Okay, just play it.
Okay, let's not. Here
said it wasn't a gateway drug. My homie was taking subs and he ain't wake up the whole while. These billionaires, they caked up, paying up Congress so we take their drugs. Murderers who will never face the judge. And we dance into a song about a face gone numb. But I seen homies turn gray, noses draining blood. I could have been gone, our 30s faded in that tub. That's Prince, Michael and Whitney, that's Amy Ledger and Pimp C. That's Yams, that's DJ AM. Goddamn, they're making the killing. Now it's getting the tension, cause Sarah, Katie, and Billy. But this shit's been going on from Seattle out to South Philly. It just moved about the city and it spread out to the burbs. Now it's everybody's problem, got a nation on the verge. Take activists off the market, jack the price up on the syrup. But Purdue Pharma's about to move that work.
The drug dealer was a doctor, doctor. Had the blood from Big Pharma, Pharma. He said that he would heal me. But he only gave me problems, problems. My drug dealer was a doctor, doctor. Had the blood from Big Pharma, Pharma.
think you're trying to kill me, kill me. You tried to kill me for $1, $1.
And these devils, they keep on talking to me. They screaming, open the bottle. I wanna be at peace. My hand is gripping that throttle. I'm running out of speed. Try to close my eyes, but I just keep on sweating through these sheets for a horseman. They won't let me forget. I wanna forge a prescription. Cause doctor, I need some more of it. When morphine and heroin is more of your budget. I said I never use a needle, but sure, fuck it. I'm caught up, I'm on one, I'm nauseous. No options, exhausted.
Wow. Okay. First of all, Ben, you need to issue an apology really quickly.
For playing that song or for saying it was featuring Ariana Grande when it's Ariana Debo. I just saw Ariana and I was like, ooh, Grande.
So first of all, that was a lot. And second of all, that was not featuring Ariana Grande. But Ariana
I'm so happy that social justice warrior Macklemore has taken on his newest cause to save us all from another horrible thing. Also, I can't believe I just saw naked Macklemore in that music video.
You should definitely check out that
I
music
need to
video.
Bleach my eyes.
He was naked in a shower, having a lot of thoughts and feelings, oh, kind of like I did when I was a youth, except not about drugs.
Oh God. Oh, Macklemore. Lauren, I think that we need to talk about the fact that this is the second week in a row that we've played Macklemore.
Yeah.
And I think that we need to institute a rule that Macklemore can only be played every other week.
I think that's so fair.
Okay, cool.
Right.
What else? Well, that was had nothing to do with my youth.
That had nothing to do with you. We need to get back on track
here. We need to get back on track. It's true. what should we play?
I have a song.
Okay.
This is another song along the same vein as Beautiful Soul. I guess I'll like leave you in suspense as to what it is, but this is another iconic song by a handsome group of young men that spoke to me when I was a youth. So, enjoy. Oh, wait. You know what? Before we do that, I need the aux because
the aux
2 is currently not functioning very well. Okay. Here we go.
Did you hear that, Haley? If you're still listening,
can you
station manager Haley Short? Oh, that's public info.
Awesome. With that.
Yeah. You are my fire, the one desire, believe when I say I want it that way. But we are two worlds apart, can't reach to your heart when you say that I want. Desire, you are.
God. Ben just asked if that was in sync.
Or Backstreet Boys.
Oh, my gosh.
Asked if it was one or the other.
I don't really think we can be friends anymore.
Those boy bands when I was young, and I think we can unpack that, but we're not going to right now. That was a fun one.
Just so we're clear, I was definitely a Backstreet Boys fan, not an NSYNC fan.
Was it like a rivalry? I don't remember.
Yeah, it was a rivalry. Come on.
So was it like a Jacob Edward thing?
Right, but except for like one was like obviously better than the other. Like Backstreet Boys
Jacob
was obviously
better than Edward.
Yeah, I guess you the argument. So I guess Backstreet Boys is like the Jacob.
Okay, in middle school, my bros and I, me and Michael and Joe, we went to, quote, see Twilight as a joke. So the three of us, went to Twilight as a joke. And we all hated it.
Right.
I loved it so bad.
That's awesome.
Anyways. So this somehow is going to transition to our weekly segment, mm-hmm. which has been on hiatus for a week or two because I've been stressed, called Recommended Reads.
Reads
that I recommend to you to read. Okay.
So yes.
I have three this week. The first one is from Real Life Mag, .com, Real Life Mag. And it's called Auto Format. I carry my followers with me everywhere, and I don't mean on my phone. And then I'm just going to read a pull quote from it.
Okay.
And I think it's really good. To become occupied by a social network is to internalize its gaze. It is to forever carry a doubled view of both your own mind and the platform.
Ooh.
It's good, right?
That's good.
It's really interesting.
Good stuff.
Okay. I have two other ones. This one is very relevant to Tufts and Harvard, and I'm sure all other students right now. But I point out those two because it's called The School of Subcontracting. And the subtitle is Universities Use Subcontracting to Distance Themselves from Their Low-Wage Employees' Needs. This is super relevant with everything that's going on with the Harvard dining workers strike. It's also super relevant with what's happening right now on Tufts campus. Janitors are fighting for fair contracts and their negotiation. For those of you who don't know, a quick history is that up until the early 90s, Tufts janitors used to be full-time staff members of Tufts. They got full benefits through Tufts. They got abilities to take classes for their kids and for themselves, like all of these different benefits. And then Tufts subcontracted them. And right now the janitors are in their contract negotiation that Tufts administration says they don't have power over, but ultimately they do. And this article really speaks to this growing trend as a way for universities to cut back on costs. And it's really important. It also today was revealed, or not revealed, was I guess we found out that it seems like the Harvard dining workers have come to an agreement.
Okay.
Which is exciting.
Yeah.
And then the third article is called Those Lips, Those Eyes, That Stubble, The Transformative Power of Men in Makeup in the New York Times. It's interesting. There's some parts about it I don't love, but overall, I think it's a good article.
Mm-hmm.
It talks about a lot of male YouTube makeup artists.
Okay.
It talks about the new cover boy.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. It's definitely interesting. That's in the New York Times. And the other one, I didn't say the subcontracting one is in Jacobin. Your favorite socialist magazine.
Okay.
Yeah, those are my three. Do I have any recommended listens?
I have a couple recommended reads.
Oh, let's hear.
My first neither of them are that serious. The first one is actually an older one from the New York Times, but we haven't done the segment in a while, so we haven't gotten to plug it, but it's a really cool article. It's in the New York Times, it's called Supersize the Dizzying Grandeur of 21st Century Agriculture. And it's a photo series of what our food system looks like today and how our food is produced. It's ridiculous. Like, the pictures are ridiculous with the size and the scope of our food system. I would definitely recommend.
Whoa.
That it's pretty cool.
Look at that cranberry bob.
Yeah, there's
something like
cattle farming and chicken farming that's just kind of devastating. And there's pictures of artisanal lettuce. It's interesting to see the different ways food is produced. And also there's one of a steak, or it's a beef processing plant, and the employees do a series of ergonomic stretches stretches to prevent injuries. So you see the employees like doing group stretches as they're like surrounded by all this like raw meat in this really industrial setting. It's really interesting.
Oh, this is fascinating.
So it's
cool.
Yeah, it's a cool look. It's a really cool look at the food system. And then the other article.
Wait, can I just jump in really quick?
Mm-hmm.
Something funny about that is my cousins in Boulder, Colorado, they have their own chickens and their chickens are their pets and they get like farm fresh eggs.
You know, urban chicken farming is it's totally a thing.
It's a huge thing. Okay.
The second one is again also not a series article, but this is also from the New York Times. It is called "The 282 People, Places, and Things Donald Trump Has Insulted on Twitter: A Complete List." It's pretty hilarious. It literally lists out all these categories and like it cites tweets in which Donald Trump has insulted those categories, and it's hilarious. There's a section that's just like a random other section. And in that section, we have Macy's, as in the department store. We also, of Macy's, he says, a very disloyal company. Don't shop there for Christmas. It's kind of funny. And then he also has a podium in the White House, which he apparently thinks is like the wrong size or whatever. It's a really funny list.
These pictures of this food article is like still really getting me. Like these giant pigs that can't even stand up.
Yeah. Or like there's pigs. This is if you are a sensitive listener. Yeah, maybe you don't listen to this, but there's pigs that are penned on their sides so they can feed piglets. It makes you take a look at not only like the workers that are involved in our food system, but also just like the environmental impacts and also some like ethical questions like, you know, like, is it right to keep pigs penned on their sides? Is it right to keep cows in these just like barren dirt pastures or penned up in cages? Is it right to keep turkeys so crowded together that they can't turn around?
Yeah, like I'm no animal activist, but this is sad.
Yeah. It's a good visual. If you're not one for like scholarly articles, it's a really good visual of the food system.
Okay. This song transitions actually quite well to these sad animals. Wanna give me the aux?
Sad animals. Okay.
It's a song I used to listen to in my youth.
Okay. I'm excited.
But is it like too much to do? It's from 2009.
It's from 2009.
Maybe 2007. Okay.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Was enough and it was all in vain. Time starts to pass before you know it, you're frozen. But something happened for the very first time with you. My heart melted to the ground, found something true. And everyone's looking round, thinking I'm going crazy.
laughing so hard because I just saw this thing on Twitter. Read the caption, and then so the caption is like, do you see what's behind the Lady Gaga album? Okay, so the caption is, finally got Lady Gaga CD, hashtag Joanne. And this person takes a picture of Joanne, but like the album, but then behind their screen is a very explicit image. And sorry, okay, anyways, that just really got me. Oh god,
that was a lot.
I can't unsee that.
If you're a young listener, don't go searching that picture.
Yeah, that's, see, now that we're not young, we can watch that, see that.
Awesome. Okay, but I'm
so, Lauren hates me right now, I think.
No, I don't. It's okay. I have a game.
Okay, what's your game?
Okay. Today is October 25th, 2016. I want you to tell me what you think the top, what was on the like, you know, like the top 100 charts.
Uh-huh.
What do you think the top 5 were on October 21st, 2006? That's like that's the week of the 21st. So like really this week, but 10 years ago. What were the top 5 songs?
That's really hard.
Yeah.
Wait.
Can I give you a hint? One of them is by an ex-NSYNC member.
Justin Timberlake?
Yes.
Sexy Back?
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
The next one is by a rapper who's not super relevant anymore.
Nelly?
No.
50 Cent?
Mm-mm. So it's like more irrelevant.
More irrelevant.
I think. Ludacris.
Oh, Ludacris. Wait, which one?
Moneymaker.
Oh, Shake Your Moneymaker. I forgot that Pharrell was like a thing 10 years ago. I always think he like only peaked during the Minions song. Yeah, not, is that the Minion? Like, oh no, that's Despicable Me. Yeah, that's Minions.
Third one is by, I don't even, this band is a weird band. They're like a rocker, kind of like a bunch of white rocker dudes.
Daughtry?
No, but kind of in that vein.
I have no idea.
Under Lips of an Angel.
I don't know them. I don't know her.
The next one is by another rapper slash singer. This song is a little bit inappropriate. I also don't think you're going to get this one.
I don't think I will either.
Smack That by Akon.
Oh, like smack that onto the floor, smack that, give me some more. Okay.
And then the last one is, you're not gonna get other, it's How to Save a Life by The Parade. That's, I feel like it's a very random.
That was like a Grey's Anatomy song. Do you remember when like Grey's Anatomy used to make songs relevant?
Yes. Yes, I do. Remember when Grey's Anatomy was relevant?
Sorry. I never watched it.
Okay, we're gonna do a PSA really quickly because we are kind of
running out of time
here.
Wow, this went quick. Yeah, don't drink and drive.
If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford.
Don't smoke.
Don't smoke and drive. Don't drink and drive. Don't.
Did we talk about my cousin's bar mitzvah at all?
No, we didn't, actually. And that was our theme.
Well, it was youth.
It was youth, but like under the vein of bar mitzvahs. Why don't you tell us? First of all, let's start with your experience in Colorado, and then let's get into what happened.
Okay. I kind of like, Colorado is beautiful, for sure. I probably can't run for president after saying this, but I just don't really like it. Like, I really think Colorado is beautiful, but I couldn't live there. Everyone wears flannels and like has beards, and like, I feel like it, Boulder, Colorado is like not a real place. Like,
explain.
My cousin talked to me about like how his after school cooking class, they always cook meat and he's a vegetarian and it makes him sad. It was so cute. He's 9 and he like has opinions on regular versus red quinoa.
Oh my god.
And like I went to pick him up and it was like mostly just like white moms and Teslas.
Oh my gosh.
From school. Or it's like, it's either like wealthy white moms and Teslas or like white people with dreads. That's like Boulder, Colorado.
Yeah.
But the
though, yeah?
The mountains are so beautiful. I went for a hike, Lauren. I know. The bar mitzvah was fun. The service was outside, which was really beautiful. Party. it was so wholesome. Yeah. Like, bar mitzvahs in New Jersey are like, like 4-inch heels, like tight dresses, right, grinding on each other. These kids were just like dancing and like really platonically and like just having a good time. These were some wholesome kids. I'll definitely say that. I was impressed. Food was good. Yeah. It was like a good little getaway. Yeah. I was just mostly impressed by how wholesome they were. Because I always feel... And, you know, like, I always think that, like, kids these days, since the mountain air, I always think that kids these days are going to be way worse than we were. Yeah. So it was refreshing. How was your weekend?
My mom visited from
my home. Oh, right. Tell me about it.
Which was good. She's never visited when school's in session, so it was really fun to have her around. And, you know, we just kicked around campus. We went out to Walden Pond and walked around there and read the Thoreau quote that they had posted.
Wait, wow. They're renovating the thing.
Yeah.
And they were like, you will be thoroughly impressed by our renovations. And I was like, I need to turn around and leave.
I am done.
Wow.
Yeah, so we had a grand old time out in the fresh air. It was the loveliest weekend. A little cold this week, so bundle up. But you've been listening to Him Hunters International. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Reform Radio.
I'm Ben. Oh.
That's Ben.
I thought you were going to let me say Ben, and then you're going to be like, I'm Lauren.
And thank you for listening today. And tune in next week. Tuesdays 4 to 5 next week, as we've already plugged,
is going to
be
awesome. It's going to be spooky. I can't believe I just did that voice.
Can I have the aux cord, Ben?
Yeah, sure.
Before I met you, I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Hey, you tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart, moved to the city in a broke down car, and 4 years no calls, now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar, and
you. I forget just why I left you, I was insane. Stay and play that Blink-182 song that we beat to death in Tucson, okay.
From your roommate back in Boulder.
We ain't never getting older.
you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older.
Kids, like a stock. Not the kind of stock that's about making